There is approximately 10 to 15% of the global population, well, I should say really of the U.S. population, since we'll stick with what's here, that is what I call specifically programmed. And what that means is these people have very, very deep layers and layers and layers of programming, while the rest of the world has basically surface programming or simply the ones that they're receiving from the satellite transmission, cell towers, etc. The people with specific programming, and that still does number into the millions, have very specific functions that are designed to bring in or help bring in certain types of agendas that the Illuminati or power brokers have in mind. For example, what I see happening these days is the installment of what I call a staged alien invasion programming, which was designed about 40 years ago. And what it is supposed to do is to create the sensation in the population that we are about to be invaded or attacked by an alien force from space. Now, this is totally staged. It's not a real invasion that will occur, but they want people to feel that it is, because when you install fear in the population, that makes people more open for control. And when you make someone afraid, for example, if you're in a building that's on fire and there's someone that says, I know the way out, you're going to follow them whether they know the way out or not.
Yep, that, because you figure you don't have any other choice.
Correct. And that's why we're seeing in the last couple of years all of this information in conventional media about UFO sightings, objects in space, alien life forms that might have been detected, planets that are like Earth. They're laying the foundation now publicly for the possibility that there's some kind of life out there that might be intelligent.
Stuart, are you saying that all these UFO cases that we've heard about, let's say over the last 40 or 50 years, were all induced, created by governments in order for this scheme to occur?
I'm going to say that a lot of them were. I will not say 100% because there really are aliens out there. However, the government is using that as a method to control the population through fear. A lot of these people who claim to have been abducted by aliens, when they go through very deep hypnosis or self-psychoanalysis, they find out through their awareness levels that it was actually human beings masquerading as aliens that abducted them, and many report seeing people in military uniforms.
So as this evolves, this program, this alien invasion, envision for us how it will be announced and what will we see, what will happen?
Very good question. And first they have to lay the foundation, as I mentioned, that there is a possibility that there are alien beings out there. And in fact, I just had information yesterday that in Australia it was announced that some signal was received by an American satellite installation there that had some very strange sounds and imprintings that was just yesterday from a very deep part of space, and they said it was most likely artificial. So that kind of little news blurb that you would see here and there kind of gets the path prepared. They also then over the years have created television and movie shows like Star Trek and Star Wars, etc., that imprint in the population the acceptance of an alien civilization or many alien civilizations.
E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, things
correct.
Like that?
Okay. Absolutely correct. And then you create stories into the public, like Betty and Barney Hill, who, you know, they really did have an experience. However, when they went through analysis, Barney Hill said that they were wearing military uniforms. You know, and so they were human beings. So all of these, and then the person has a mask memory placed on the real memory, so they think aliens did it instead of people. Then they have created, and this is back in the early 60s, they created a technology that they're calling Blue Beam. And what Blue Beam does is it creates holographic images, both in the sky and on the planet, that look very real. And over the years, they've perfected it to the point where they can actually add sound and physical sensations to this holographic image. For example, if you remember in the last year or two, almost every continent has experienced a meteor hit of some kind. And last year in Australia, just outside of Sydney, the population saw a large object streaking through the sky, and then they said they saw it hit the ground with this loud explosion that rocked everything. And when emergency crews went to the location, there was absolutely nothing there.
Nothing to be found.
No, and it, yet it appeared on Sydney Airport radar.
Okay, now give me, though, your best guess, Stuart, on how the announcement will occur. I mean, I would assume leaders of various countries will all go on television in their respective country and say what during this invasion?
Well, what did Ronald Reagan say to the United Nations several years ago? He said, what would happen if this planet was faced with an outside invasion force or a weapon? And he kind of intimated it would be alien. Now, look what happened a couple of days ago. This thing crashed in southern Peru on the Bolivian border. Now, first, the population in the area saw this big light in the sky, and then it crashed into the ground and created a huge crater that filled with water, and now everyone in the area is getting sick. And so what I read just earlier today was that they said it's mass hysteria. Well, there's no mass hysteria because there is a crater there that wasn't there before, and something hit it and opened up this illness that's going on around there. Meteors really don't do that. It's not been ever known that a meteor would create illness in an area. So these are the kind of stories that they put into the public, because a year from now they could say, yes, that was some kind of an alien weapon designed to hurt us and make us sick. And maybe more of these will appear over the Earth in the next few months. Who knows?
All right. If they convince us that aliens are out there, are they going to say an attack is imminent or is underway? What are they going to say there?
Well, yes, they're going to say that something is about to hit the Earth. Now, I just have to use the media icons as an example of what we talked about earlier. There was a story in the news about Tom Cruise, and they said he's more crazy than ever because now in his mansion in Colorado, underneath his mansion, he's building a huge bunker where he and his family can live for years because he believes the Earth is about to be invaded.
Yes, I had that story last night. You're absolutely correct.
So that's part of the programming. It's like, wow, you know, Tom Cruise thinks aliens are going to invade the Earth. And then he was in this, you know, the movie that was out about the remake of the invasion of the Earth. All these things that are imprint.
War of the Worlds.
And then this is how they imprint, and then, you know, all of a sudden there's a real story about it. You see this going on all of the time.
And okay, so when people panic, and they will, what will they do?
Well, here's what I know as the full scenario over time. Once they announce the staged alien invasion and they make they turn on all the switches for what it's called Green Star programming. Green Star is the umbrella programming for all alien related matters and mind control, whether it's contact, the abduct, the invasion, what have you. All of the triggers for people with this type of programming will be in place.